All right, so, you know, the anger here. You know, Bernie says he got more than 1,000 of his delegates there, and, you know, they're pledged to vote his way. But after that, and after the vote, it looks like Hillary Clinton is going to have, you know, the nomination in hand. But the anger that leads one side over, we see it every day, don't we? I mean, look at social media right now. I call it sometimes anti-social media. I participate, but hopefully not in a negative way. You know, try not to. But, boy, oh, boy, the stuff you see on there, it's off the chart. And I know that he sees it in his practice every day. Our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. In fact, you are certainly right. The social media, friends befriending themselves.
Over politics,
people,
yeah.
Over politics, more than I've ever really seen before. It isn't like it's the first time we've had a, you know, a political debate with two different people. I think when you have two people with the negatives each of them have, it kind of gives the other side that doesn't like one or the other a chance to send all kinds of incendiary type of comments. But I really feel that people ought to use social media for social, and they ought to pretty much keep all the politics to themselves or to people they're talking to, interacting with, because there's just a lot of angry people floating around right now. And the thing that really amazes me, because I like to see, I see all of God's children, if you will, all of people from different views in my office.
Right.
I'm just amazed how I can see the nicest people that absolutely are completely opposed to what would be best for the country. So my advice just is, you know, just try to have some tolerance, see what the other person thinks, see really what can, really what you feel can be done. And certainly the one area of control, my dad's old view, we start with God, we start with ourselves, we start with our immediate family, we go from friends, and then it's kind of hard to control everything or anything from beyond that phase or that area of our life. But just try to work on tolerance and just try not to take everything so personally, because I really do feel that in a world so bifurcated politically, where, you know, last week Hillary's ahead, this week you have Trump ahead in the polls, next week probably Hillary be ahead after the convention they're having,
yeah,
sure. And then it'll keep changing. But obviously, I think what a person has to realize, as angry as they might be, they have to realize there's another person that with another good human being just like they are that has a very different view. So there's not a question of even trying to be right or wrong. The point is we're dealing with not a huge difference in a society like we had. Ronald Reagan was one who mentioned the difference between left and right in the United States is very small as opposed to right or left-wing dictatorships in the world. And I think we should try to realize that as big of a disparity as we might really see, these are people ultimately that do have the intentions of the United States is what they really want. They're just different visions on, you know, how to get there. And that's how a democracy works. We certainly saw the Bernie people really angry, but we saw how Bernie came forward and his goal was to try to pull people together. So to me, in a democracy, that's what we what we really try to do, or in a republic, you know, depending on how scientific you want to get.
That is now called by others a sellout. What we would call, you know, in school you learn about compromise. You know, so you want to play with this ball in this area of the playground. Can you share with it? Okay, we'll compromise for 5 minutes here. But okay, you learned that kindergarten, right? But then no later it's called, you gave in and you sold out. So that's part of even using the term sellout now. I mean, that's a loaded phrase. It's a very loaded phrase.
Well, listen, you're absolutely right. And then Trump is saying he's lost all his fire and energy. He's calling him like low energy Jeff. He's calling him low energy Bernie. So you not only does he have his own followers, but now he has the other side. So this is what politics is like. You know, remember Otto von Bismarck, the great Iron Chancellor, said if people saw how politics or sausage were made, they wouldn't want anything to do with either one of them. So I think we're seeing a lot of that going on. But again, I think Bernie did what he felt was the right thing to do. But the followers, so much are followers of him, and they over the period of time got to so dislike Hillary that now they're, I think, having a hard time. And it'll be interesting to see in the next few days how that goes. Because, you know, when you get 46% of the vote, and now it appears that the DNC was actually the party was setting up debates and doing things late at night, they're going to start figuring, heck, we would have had 50% if this had been done fairly. So it's a question of how are they going to behave? How is he going to, would you call it helpful and useful? What would be the good word? Good word would be, how does the rest of the Democratic Party deal with the Bernie supporters? Are they going to be treated kindly, in magnanimity, call it what you will? We'll have to see. It'll be interesting. Overall, I think that will work out to some degree. I think, but I don't think it's going to make all the people that the Bernie fans, the Bernie people, fully satisfied. So we just have a lot of even truncating, not even just bifurcating political views, and a lot of just happy people, but a lot of really upset, angry people that I advise just take it easy, relax, and realize that even if you don't think so, these are overall pretty good people trying to do some good things for the country.
That is an entirely reasonable analysis there, Doc. And you will not find that today on Facebook or Twitter or Snapchat or Instagram or anything. You're just not going to see it. But I think the Dems will probably get through. I think you're right. And they'll focus on Donald Trump. I mean, it'll be they can stand next to each other for Hillary or for Bernie and go, I'm okay, you're okay, but ew, look at that over there. And they'll have some agreement by pointing at something else and going, yuck. And that's the way they'll get through. And the other side does it as well. He's Dr. John B. at drjohnb.com. That's where the podcasts are. And Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, Michigan for many, many years now. Always good. These are words of wisdom in an antisocial day on antisocial media is what I call it. And good stuff, Doc, all the way around. Always appreciate talking to you.
Well, Dave, always good talking with you. And Elizabeth is always a good, cheerful person to talk to before I talk to you. So I will talk to you later, my friend.
All right, you take care. We have more ahead on the Morning Wake Up. We're going to go back to Philadelphia and our visit with Ramesh Punuru. He's a senior editor, National Review. So looking at it from the conservative side, the establishment conservative side, at the Democrats next, 1320 WILS.